The enormous $940 million class action lawsuit against the BIA on behalf of tribes cleared the last court hurdle today in New Mexico. The case stems from decades of short-funding tribal contracts. More than $100 million will be awarded to tribal organizations in Alaska. The settlement is similar to one reached with the Indian Health Service last year that also found tribes had agreed to contract amounts for tribal services, but were then shorted the funds or in some cases not awarded any money at all for the signed contracts with the federal government. The Rama Navajo tribe started the suit, which eventually became a class action for hundreds of tribes and tribal organizations across the nation. The suit covered BIA tribal contracts from 1994 until 2013. After the tribes won, notices went out to them laying out the settlement. Lloyd Miller is one of the attorneys working the case for tribes. He says a November deadline for tribes to object to the settlement terms passed with no disagreement.
Which was stunning to us because a settlement that involves this kind of money and a lot of tribes, people are experienced with the Cobell case, which was in some corners very controversial, not here. Absolute agreement across Indian country. And these are tribes that stand to gain a lot of money. Over 500 tribes are getting at least $100,000 out of the case, and as I said, into the millions and even tens of millions. So they've had their lawyers poring over it, and none of them objected to anything.
Although no tribes objected to the amounts or the terms, Miller says they did hear from tribes that had been missed.
And the databases that the BIA had used to develop the master list was incomplete. So we found another database, and from that database, we picked up another 55 tribes and intertribal organizations, many from Alaska. So now we have a total of 699 Alaska Native villages, American Indian tribes, and intertribal organizations.
He says the incomplete lists were the result of software changes within the BIA over the course of the 20 years the litigation has been ongoing.
We were tasked with trying to combine software from many different sources and produce a master database that we could use in the case. We needed to use that software to do a statistical sampling of the whole class of all 10,000 contract years that were at issue in the case. I hope that the BIA takes this to heart. We can't, in this case, get them ordered to do record keeping in a certain way, but I think they've learned a sobering lesson in finding out that they've missed 55 tribes.
Miller says today's hearing was the last check-in with the court after the additional tribal groups had been included in the settlement. He says Judge James Parker should issue his final orders in the case within 2 weeks. Payments will be issued towards spring. Miller says 209 tribes in Alaska will receive more than $123 million. A man with a long history in Alaska newspapers is the new publisher of the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Fuller Cowell was introduced as the newspaper's top executive on Tuesday, shortly after the sale of the newspaper from William Dean Singleton to the Helen E. Snedden Foundation closed. Snedden's husband, newspaper owner Charles Snedden, died in 1989, and his heir sold the News Miner to Singleton in 1992. The 63-year-old Cowell began as a paper carrier on Fort Wainwright when he was 9 years old. Cowell later became a newspaper executive with the McClatchy newspaper chain and served as publisher of the former Anchorage Daily News from 1991 to 1999.